is a speedy and awesome gift, so don't waste the pretty. If you are listening to this, you want something better. If you are listening to this, I want something better for you too. Greg.
Closing remarks from Liz. Greg can be really annoying.
Greg can be really annoying. I understand. I work with him. Even during the writing of this book, he has managed to dash my hopes and dreams about men I've been optimistic about dating. It seems no one is good enough for Greg. It's impossible to please Greg with his high demands on men's behavior. Who does Greg think he is? So what if my guy calls me on Monday instead of on the weekend like he said he would? What's so wrong with that, Greg? Geez, it's one lousy day. With your impossibly high standards, Greg, I'm going to be dating like every 8 years. He's also so absolute. He really doesn't live in the gray area. I do. In fact, I bought a co-op and moved into the gray area. It's the right choice for me, even though the maintenance is really high. I don't know theoretically what I'd do if my spouse, who I was married to for 15 years and had 3 kids with, cheated on me. Greg does. He's absolute. Also, I'm a pessimist, and Greg's unswerving optimism is really irritating. It annoys me when he tells me that he believes everyone, if they truly believe it and are open to it, will find a good person to love. I don't believe that's true. I think some of those people who are single and ready to have love in their lives are going to get cancer and die, or get hit by a car, or just never find love with a good man and maybe just settle. That's why I'm not the one answering all the questions. I also know that I get really lonely, and Greg has been with his wife for over 5 years now. He doesn't know if I'm single person's lonely. Easy for him to sit at the lazy Susan of love and tell me to keep turning until I find just the right dish. He's got a date for every Valentine's Day for the rest of his damn life. But I do think he's right, a lot of the time, which is the most annoying part of it all. Greg is the older brother we all should have in our lives and in our heads. He demands that men treat us better than even we think they should. We've been conditioned to expect so little, told not to be demanding, not to seem needy. But what would happen if all the women in the world listened to Greg? If we all started insisting that men keep true to their word, treat us with respect, shower us with the appropriate amount of love and affection? I think there would be an awful lot of better behaved men in the world. That's all I'm saying. And in terms of Greg's outlook on the world, well, I can give you incredibly valid arguments, backed up with statistics, flowcharts, and diagrams, for why my pessimism is the more realistic outlook to have. But will it make me any happier? That's where I'm at now, at 41 and still single. What are the points of view and attitudes that are going to make me a happier person? I'm already smart enough. I need a constant dose of happy now. If you are listening to this audiobook, chances are you are someone who has spent too much time with men who have given you too little, meaning you could use a little Greg voice in your head. What woman, really, couldn't use a man in her ear reminding her that she's smart and valuable and worthy and gorgeous and deserving of everything she ever wanted? Not a one. The world out there feeds us a lot of messages telling us otherwise. I think Greg's yelling at us so loud in the hope that he can drown out some of that other noise. I hope this audiobook was helpful to you. I hope it made you laugh a little in recognition. And I hope you find fantastic, healthy, life-changing love just the way you had imagined it, with perhaps a few surprises thrown in just for fun. Liz.
He's Just Not That Into You was written and read by Greg Barrett and Liz Ticillo. The recording engineer was Paul Fowley, with editing and post-production by Stephen Strassman. The associate producer was Suzanne Wetzel. He's Just Not That Into You was produced and directed by Elisa Shokov. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio.